Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
And behold, there came up out of the river seven well-favored kine and fat-fleshed, and they fed in the meadow. And behold, seven other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored, lean-fleshed kine did eat up the seven well-favored and fat kine. So Pharaoh awoke, praise the Lord. Joseph was brought in, and he came to interpret the dream. And in verse 22, Joseph is giving interpretation to the dream. And I saw in my dream, and behold, verse 22, seven ears came up in one stalk, full and good. And behold, seven ears withered, thin and blasted with the east wind, sprang up after them. And the thin ears devoured the seven good ears. And I told this unto the magicians, but there was none that could declare it to me. Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kine are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the seven thin and ill-favored kine that came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty years blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. Praise the Lord. We are talking about Executus part one. Executus part one. You can say it in your Ghana way, Executus. It's still allowed. It's the same structure as executive. So, but I don't know why we keep calling executors. There's many more to come up, but it's executors. So, praise the Lord. The scripture we have just read is making reference to Joseph interpreting the dreams of Pharaoh. Pharaoh had a dream that really disturbed him, and the dream he had global impact. It was famine that was about to happen on the face of the earth, and then also preceded by years of abundance. The dream of Pharaoh makes us understand that challenges are not stronger than opportunities if we know what to do. Because the interpretation of the dream said that there will be 7 years of famine that will come and swallow up the 7 years of abundance that shall precede the famine. What was going to be the differential was the fact that Joseph and Pharaoh's government knew how to put strategies in place, correct people in place, to be able to deal with the dangers that were imminent in their occurrence. And so, this life is going to give us some opportunities. It's also going to bring some challenges to us. Most of the time, our focus is on the challenges and how powerful they are in taking away our opportunities. And the scriptures we are reading, they are showing us that the situation ought not to be so. And challenges will not overwhelm us just because we are on autopilot. If challenges will not overwhelm you, there must be some strategies on ground. Praise the Lord. But before strategy is human resource. And as we will learn going forward, you will find out that who you are, what you have, and what you are ready to bring on board in terms of value determines your real resource as a human being operating in a very challenging world, also full of opportunities. So we've started a new year. We came for 31st night. A lot of you were very happy for the 12 midnight jamboree and shouting and we cross, and some of you become very emotional, and rightly so. If the Lord has helped you to cross a calendar year, that's great. But really what you do with the year that has been presented to you is what's important. Joseph is speaking to the dreams of Pharaoh, and he's talking about 7 years, 7 years, 14 years. So these 7 years of abundance, what are you going to do with them? And the 7 years of famine and drought, what is your strategy to arrest the years? Because if you don't arrest the years will what? Arrest you. Ask somebody, up until now, are you comfortable where this message is going? And ask them, have you arrested the years, or the years have arrested you? There are opportunities. Praise the Lord. Another thing that was very fascinating to me is the fact that the chapter opens with reference to Joseph's incarceration. The fact that the man in prison, the man whose freedom has been taken away from him, is not incapacitated. The man who is confined to a village, confined to a group of people who are needy people, still has resources in him or her and resources around that could be tapped for the next level. Everything is about perspective. If you are in jail and it's a mental jail for you, you will be there and waste every other thing God has given you. Sometimes you can be in a relationship and it's a mental jail for you, and you are just looking forward to remedying that relationship so much before you will kickstart every other thing in your life. And that makes you become a relationship jailbird who is unable to see any other thing God has given you. Meanwhile, in that jail, you have the capacity to dream. You have the capacity to interpret the dreams of others. You have the capacity to appear before the palace and do great things with great people, even though the people around you are great but are not showing at the moment that they are great, but they are resources. And so some are waiting to marry to kickstart their lives, so they are in the prison of marriage. There's a way that your prospect can jail you. Are you with me? It's a way that your expectations, your desires, I want to come out of this prison so that I will build so, so and so. I want to be able to get this so that I will go to the next level. But we are looking at Joseph, and the way he behaved is the way a lot of us behave. Remember that the Bible is saying that after 2 full years, because it's in reference to when he interpreted the dreams of the officers of Pharaoh at the time that he got to the prison, that for 2 full years they forgot about him until they remembered him after those 2 full years. Are you with me at all? And so what I'm saying is that people can pause their lives being emotional about what they are going through, what they are encountering, But there is so much more that you could build as you are waiting for what you want to see. Are you here with me? Yeah. You are waiting to marry before you get a master's. Especially if you are a woman. That's a very nonsensical wait. Because in our part of the world, it is God who will bring you marriage. And it is a man that will propose to you. If you're a woman, cry, you can't really make the move. You just make it in one scale. You got it? So if you are waiting for a man to marry you before you do that master's or that PhD, you are going to, we don't know. We don't know when it's going to happen. Some are waiting, I'm waiting to get children before I take the next step. That you have entered into the prison of children. You have to come out of that prison. Come out of that jail. You have a child, the child is unwell. Hey, be a good mother, be a good father, trying to help the child. But life must go on. Praise the Lord. You have a trauma. And all the time it's like, look at Joseph's life, very traumatic. All the time it's like the trauma is what is in your heart. I don't know whether you want to build a Babel or tower without trauma. And until that building is built, you are not coming out of that. It's like you want the whole world to know that you have been traumatized. It is you that whose heart was broken by an important person. You lost your job. And so, some people lost their job. They wrote a song. They wrote a book. Some lost their job, but they took it to the next level. Tell somebody, take it to the next level. Step up. If you don't pay attention, I won't preach this message, oh, because where the matter has entered, you know. Because we can be in jail when a new year has been given us. Remember that even though Joseph was in jail, God did not stop the dream of Pharaoh to roll. Pharaoh was dreaming, pepe, whilst Joseph was in jail. Point is that the program that is meant to take you to the next level is not waiting for you to get ready. That dream, whoever is dreaming it, is already dreaming, and it's not once. Pharaoh keeps dreaming and dreaming and dreaming. And I like it when Joseph came to interpret the dream, what he said. He said in the end, look for a man. So he was the man, but the recommendation was look for a man. If at the time he had not shown up, another man would have been looked for. If you don't prepare yourself to become a marriage material, 100 yards and more, another person will be looked for. You can't stay in anything for too long. You have to find a garbage, a trash can, and quickly put whatever is, learn the lessons, put whatever will not help you, put it in that thing. And keep walking. Praise the Lord. One of the things that really keeps Christians in unproductive living is that we think that God is going to wait for us to be ready before he moves. But we don't know that between us and God, the person to be doing the catching up is us. Because God is always speaking, and he speaks once, you have to hear it twice. And so he's not doing a catching up on us. We have to catch up. He said, my ways are not your ways. Catch up. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Catch up. Praise the Lord. So Pharaoh is dreaming. The dream that will make you a global icon is already flowing. Waiting for you to rise up ready. Ready. When the guys told Pharaoh that we know there is a guy in jail, he can handle it. When he came, he just was ready to handle it. that sometimes they will come and tell you and somebody check, because somebody broke your heart before, and it's the same person who has been sent to come and call you. Just imagine, Pharaoh sent me to go and bring him, and when they came, they mentioned the name of the one who broke your heart, the organization that they didn't want you, because we are just fixated on the fact that people don't accept us, organizations don't accept us, and momentarily we suffer some rejection, we suffer some injustice. Let me tell you bluntly, this world there, in fair, you know, balance, this world, people will insult you and God will still mandate them to be the bridge to your next level. Ask somebody, what are you going to do? What 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 are you going to do? So those of you that you see, who will be a one you will know what come and say, where you? They treat you unfairly small. It's like everything is playing in your mind. You simply can't get it out. This message, I'll preach it next week. You really can't get it out. And you are emotional in your workplace. Yeah. You just made a proposal on that management meeting and they didn't pick your own. That's how you feel insulted. And they don't even have the courtesy to come and explain to us. It is not every time that they will explain to you why they didn't choose what you think was brilliant, excellent, what you thought was the game changer. It's not every time. Pharaoh bypassed the magicians that he's been working with since to come for Joseph. What was he looking for? Solution. So when they set what you say aside and they take whatever they take, as long as it brings a solution, you cannot personalize their issue. So every time it's they don't like me, maybe you should say they don't like what you said, or they have put what you said on the shelf. But to bring it to your person, everything is to your person. As if we came to work to see you. And I have seen, like I was sharing with our leaders, that so many people are comfortable because they are used to leading. And they are used to people taking their take as their garnishing take on whatever is done, so that it fine-tunes. And you are really able to fine-tune the propositions of other people. Maybe your team members bring here and there, and then you just take it and you're able to say, okay, we'll do it like this. And it always works. That is when you are leading people. When you are now put into the realm of equally intelligent people, it's going to be your thinking against their thinking. One hour being said, you know, one hour have had that whatever you are saying, someone can add a flesh to it or a dimension to it that will make the whole team gravitate towards that anger. And if you are used to your thought and your direction being taken and executed, you will get to a point where you will feel very, very emotional. You'll be like Ahithophel. Ahithophel is very used to giving counsel, and the counsel is taken. The day that his counsel was not taken, he felt so offended, sad, emotional. He went and hung himself and killed himself because he couldn't believe that they were seeing somebody to be more intelligent than he was. We take it into marriage. We do it in the office. We do it in the church. You'll be surprised that there was one time in this church I set up a committee to do something very important, and one of our key people left the church. One of his complaints, everything he suggested was not taken. It's one of the reasons why he left the church. He was so offended. Unfortunately, he felt the person challenging him was a woman, or whose ideas were opposite was a woman. So we can be sick like that. It's a jail. And I feel like I want to preach about this jail. God, I see a lot of people in jail. Even though Jesus came to set the captives free. Ask somebody, are you in jail? Are you in jail? Sometimes who you think you are is the reason why you are in jail. What you think you have is the reason why you are in jail. You bring suggestions. Sometimes it's even agreed to. The group agree that we are going to do this, da 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 da. And then it changes. Then you bore. But then you'll be misbehaving. And if you are not careful, you will attack the whole system. And when you do that, we will mark you down that because we don't want problems. When a bigger, you know, opportunity comes for us to do something big, even though we know you are capable, we don't want all the drama around you. So we say, okay, because, you know, people don't want to do with drama. And possibly this new thing would have done a lot of good for your career. But because you are dramatic, ask somebody, are you dramatic? Tell them 2026, throw your Akan drama away. Your concert party, throw it away. Echo Western region, also again, I join all your concert. When you are a concert, you are not serious, concert boy. I'm taking my time. So you see that some of us are in a relationship, you are doing concert. When they say your makeup is not nice, but it's like, we are talking about makeup, it can go wrong. How did you receive it to your person? Then your mind, listen to me, you can be internally sick and you have not recognized it. Then your mind is telling you, he's been looking at Ajua in, with this eye. I can really see that Ajua Kalani Yenefe. Hey, Ajua, what, sorry? Tuntum Bruni. Meanwhile, it has nothing to do with the assessment the person is making. But because you are unwell, you are unwell. You take everything differently. If you are going to become an executor, you have to solve the things that have put you in jail. You have to come out of that jail to the field. And the field is not just a playing ground, it's a very hard ground. It's what? Very complicated ground. I mean, you do a product, you are supposed to take a feedback. Is that not so? Some people say that, oh, your product, you know, is 50-50. Then you bought that, you know, we don't like Ghanaian made product. My sister, brother, allow the customer to give their feedback. Even what they think is not what makes you feel well, it should help you to come out of the jail. Because your product will remain with you if customers are not comfortable with it. If they don't find it useful, you and your family will consume it. Because you take everything on your person. When Jesus was being tried, they asked him, are you the king of the Jews? They really wanted to mock him. He never took anything on his person. He will answer them where they needed answer. And he absorbed it where he needed to absorb it. Ask somebody, do you really have shock absorbers for the dreams you have for 2026? And tell them, it looks to me like you are too sensitive for where you are going. Sometimes you want to take a step and Someone will give you a very genuine counsel based on your gender. For instance, if you are a woman, and they will tell you that, okay, even though it's within your power to do A, B, C, D, when you go there, don't do this. And you say, no. No. You see, all your feminism will come alive. You say, no, I'm the one sitting on the seat. Okay, oh. You have to read the room all the time. Because power is gained through process. We know you have it, but we have to accept it. We know you have the power, but we have to accept the power for you to use the power. And so until you have read the room, to make the people in the room accept your power, you can have the power and you may never be able to use it. You are the head of the management. It's a lamb leading lions. How do you put yourself out there in a way that they don't see you as meat? Jesus is a lamb that led lions. How do you put out yourself in a way that they will take you as a pet they need to protect, than a meat they need to use for their lunch? How? That's what you should be thinking. Because this African terrain can be a lady sitting at the head of the board, and you have, maybe the board is 7, and you are the only lady there balancing the act. And you have to find a more diplomatic way of sending across your instructions and commands and blah, blah, because you are a woman in Africa. And until they accept your wisdom to run around, you cannot be pushing it, because if you push it and they resist you from the beginning, it may be harder for you to turn it around. That's why if you see the way Jesus came into the world, he really used a lot of wisdom to integrate and to ensure that the people really saw him not as the carpenter's son, but as a savior. And even at that, boy, even at that, tell somebody, even at that. So you can't send your yas and tua everywhere at the first instance. Start tender. Meanwhile, a lot of them came from the house thinking that we really need to support this daughter of ours. In their mind, though, then you will come and be the tail on what that? Foolish. Jesus, did I say it in church? Then you see that the meter band will change. Get away. We need to. They will bring you down. You see, you have ideas. You have. They will bring you down. Tell somebody, check this yourself first, though. You spoil the message. But I'll preach it where we are. You don't talk well, you are never going to have opportunities. Talk basa. Don't take time to listen. Be piano watch the word in crowns. I'll bet you see. Your ears, no. Are they there for drinking cocoa? We are there for you to listen now. Praise the Lord. Some of us, the reason why our relationships crumble have not gone well is that we can't listen. The two of you, you never converse. So, because you don't listen, the two of you are always arguing. Because sentence in the sense, full stop. So every time a new sentence that is a halfway sentence, then we will argue. So we never do full stop. Ask somebody, why are you like that? Why are you like that? Brother, why are you like that? Sister, why are you like that? Please listen, your intelligence can work against you. Your emotions can work against you. Most of you say, oh, Pastor Francis, now he's calm. Pastor Francis, when you go, he will listen. What makes you think that when you come, I will listen? And sometimes, you start your sentence by saying that, I know what I'm saying. You now cry, you know that what you are about to say, you know. Sometimes, you know, but I will encourage you to say Shobo, bring it out. But why can't you listen? Why is it that you can't? If you don't have yes, you won't see opportunities. If you don't have what? Bible kept saying that he that has an ear, let him what? David came to the battlefield and he heard Goliath. Take it as a marketplace. When he heard Goliath, he now started asking, this guy is an opportunity. What is the reward on his head? You like talking. The business you are supposed to do, when you do your introductory statement, listen to what people can say. What people can say, what Goliath is saying, can be the reason why you will be in the palace. Can be the reason why you will now find a product to do. It can be the reason why you will locate the gap that will make you start a service, a product. But you need to come to the market with a mind to listen. Big companies doing well, individuals doing well, they spend huge sums of monies to conduct survey, market survey, in order to know what to do. The survey is just telling them what people think, what people see, and all of that. They just want to sample the ideas and the thinking of people. Look, Joseph had an opportunity to be in the same prison with officers who have been working with Pharaoh since. And he came there and they were sitting and said, why is your countenance like? Just talk, let me listen. They were quiet. He beckoned them to speak. And they shared their dreams. And he listened. That is what brought him out of jail. You have an opportunity to meet someone who has married for 20 years, 30 years. You are talking about what you don't want. Are you kidding me? What have you seen? Go to the ant and learn. Listen. Please, from today, adopt the strategy of Joseph. Get people to talk and keep quiet. Just get people talking. Keep quiet. You will know your way clear. Do you understand? Get people talking. Ask questions. You meet somebody working in a place before you came. Get them talking. Don't come and try to emboss what you think and what you know on the market. Get people talking. It will save you. It will what? I can't hear you at all. It will what? You are going for an interview. You know, all you want is that, I know I'm intelligent. There's no question. This interview is not about question and answers. This interview is about knowing the people there. What makes them tick? And if you present yourself like that, that's 60%. Like that. But everything is run in your head. I'm the guy. And sometimes you really know you are the guy. Is that not so? Especially when you have been in the midst of people who have really, really adored you. And the darling girl, the darling boy of the family. For every one of us here, Bible says that there are at least 7,000 God has reserved somewhere that we have not identified yet. When Judas lost his place, 7 people were used to replace him. The disciples went to Jesus. They said that we saw some people also prophesying by the corner. We are 12. Should we stop them? Jesus called 70. Elijah came and said that I'm the only one that is fighting for you. God said, okay, go and eat and die. Anoint Elisha. There are 7,000 in the cave that I have not even, it's in the fridge. I've not opened it at all. They are better than you. But in case you don't think so, go to the field. There is a farmer there. It's not a prophet. Put your mantle on the farmer. He did twice what the man who was called a prophet did. Then I'm sure in heaven, he said, if the farmer called by you did twice, imagine what the ones that I called and I've put inside the cave. Imagine what they would do. What to heaven? Well, that husband that you are misbehaving with, if you do, you die because of broken heart. You inside that heaven, you will see how somebody will be marrying that man with dexterity and chopping love. You will even be wondering, is this man this romantic? Where would go? I say, what's wrong? Heaven, I am soon now to honor who tennis your side. Winning yanty, Yami, who are mobile. So I buy one. I will take ten. I brought what it ten or no. What it ten? I ate ten. Troublesome brother. Who the hell in jail? Who be shining? Say. Some man is thanking God, a man that you revere. And by the time he brings out the reason why he's thanking God, you see that it's your ex. That's when you know that, boy, you mess up. You what? Messed up. So many people don't know how to manage the blessing God gives them. You don't listen in your home. You don't listen in the church. You don't listen. And when people are talking, you always have something to say. If you always have something to say, the market is not for you. You'll be poor. This year, as we started, this is almost the third week, isn't it? Some people have already received what can handle them throughout the whole year. If you are privileged to be around any of such people, should you be talking? You need rapt attention. You need to pay attention. Don't be contributing everywhere. You have spoken enough. Do you know if you like talking, you don't ask the important questions. And people don't have time. By the time you speak 1, 2, 3, 4 lines, they've already checked out. Because you can't waste our time. Me, I need time to pray. I need time to read. I need time to write. I need time to engage people that beyond my shepherdora duties. Me too, I need to connect with for my own personal kominini. Do you understand? And you can't waste anybody's time. And don't think because we are in church, you can use it as a platform to waste anybody's time. You have to be a sharpshooter. Joseph came, saw these people sitting down. Their countenance was on. That is ability to read the room. Why is your countenance down? And he said, oh, we have had dreams. Do you care sharing? Do you care to share your experiences? You cook. Somebody cooks. In your mind, I'm a better cook. No. No. There's a reason why Nyonyo has more orders than you do. When you have opportunity, listen. Interviews. Maybe you are even a better cook than whoever. I don't think she's the one who cooks. She's got chefs and all of that. But just listen. Just what? I went for a funeral somewhere in Central Region. I've lived in Central Region all my life. I've not gone into a nemi village like that. And guess what? When I got to the village, at the time, the chief of staff was there. Dan Pare was there, IGP, with police. Yeah. A former IGP, I mean. And just imagine, on both sides, because the person was an MP whose mother died. Then the mother also was in the village, was a village pastor. So pastors that I knew, big time pastors that I knew in Central Region, hey, Adam, in the village, when we were coming here, Evans, we got lost. We drove in the bush. We went to... Our journey became like 3 times. Are you with me? Then guess what? When it was time for refreshment, yours truly's food was on ground. You want me to do advert? The food, I was asking myself, how did this food move from Accra to Nemi village? It's as if God guarded people of substance in Accra, Kumasi, or wherever powerful people are, into a village to market the food of this person that did the food. Imagine from there, if the food is great, imagine from there how many orders that person will be having. Now you have opportunity to meet any of the staff or the person, him or herself, or to even hear the person talking on radio or television. You are in that same industry. You eat, and the assessment you make in your head is so dishonoring. Won't you how people keep patronizing a food that is not good as yours? Won't you? We know yours is the best. When we eat now, we'll grow taller. When we eat, we'll grow richer. But unfortunately for you, this bad food is still having more patronage than your miraculous food. Won't you? Let ye. Wente aonte. Unu ebusi amu bedia is a light pole. Let's just listen. Unsolicited information is everywhere for you to prosper. But please, it takes people who have ears to what? Ain't in our breno. Ain't in our breno. You can have money and go and buy trouble because you simply didn't listen. You can use money to go and buy something that will take value away from you rather than add value to you because you still simply didn't listen to the market. Tubenu said, even though you have spent a lot, you have bought yourself 10 years backwardness because you refuse to listen. Are you here with me? Are you sure you are in church? How are you going to move forward this year as an executor? How? Your family is counting on you. Your success means their success. But if you keep going the way you are going, it's like the whole family is going to struggle. You know, this year the Lord told me before the year started that, you know, I've not really taken time to say some things to you. Before the year started that, this is a special year. That's why it's our year of grace. Why is it a special year? Don't forget what I'm telling you. Never forget it. Biblically, are you ready? Biblically, towards the end of the age, the Bible says that you hear of wars, you hear of events, and the intensity of these perilous times will increase. So every year we are expecting more flood, we are expecting more wars, more chaos, more economic hardships all over the world. I was surprised when the Lord said to me that what we will see in 2026 and maybe somewhere in 2027 will be a downgrade of all these, let's say, economic issues, will be a downgrade of the normal way that these events are supposed to be going. Economic hardships are supposed to be rising and all of that. He's just going to hold on to them not rising and increasing in their intensity the way they are supposed to. Are you here with me? So we are going to see God showing us mercy by reducing the intensity of these events this year. Why is God doing that? He said he's doing that because he structured this year to be a year of gathering for all of us. So he's actually stopping whatever has to happen regularly so that there shall be an enabling environment for you and I to prosper and have transgenerational resources. This is the year that God is giving us opportunities, properties, access into things that we will use and our generations unborn will come and eat from. And no drought will be able to swallow it. This is the year. This year and somewhere in 2027. Is the reason why he's keeping tabs on how economic things should be bashing people, how whatever should be destroying people and all of that. He's just keeping tabs on that so that you and I will be presented with great opportunities that will make us connect and collect things that transgenerationally will be beneficial to people. So this year is the gathering year. This year is the year that God is going to make you enter into things. Get things that your children, your children's children, their children's children, they will all come and enjoy from the well and wealth of what God has given you this year. Are you here with me at all? And like the 7 years of Joseph and Pharaoh, the drought will come, but it will not have power to eat away whatever God is giving you this year. This year is not for play. This year is not for emotions. Are you here? This year is for you packing and storing, packing and investing, packing. And God told me, he said, this year is my year of investment into the lives of my people. It is investment coming from God's side. He's putting the investment into our lives that your generations will come and feed from this investment that God is giving you. They will not know where it came from. But this is what God is doing. After that, he will allow the speed of the events to be happening. But he would have put enough in our lives that no matter the pressure that will come and whatever that will come, whatever he would have given us this year, we'll be able to withstand it. Is this a year to be talking too much? It's not the year to be doing boys when people are gathering and your own is on ground to gather. You are busying about. Focus. Do what? Focus. Who is ready to gather here? Are you sure you are ready to gather? Yes. If you don't pay attention, the gold that God will put before you, you will sell the land for small money when transgenerational gold has been given to you, right? Because you lack the spirituality and your attention span is very short. Sabasa living, no? And for this year. Because if you miss this gathering, if you miss it, you will be those people who were begging for food in Joseph's time. Meanwhile, you are supposed to be a distributory channel. God is giving you opportunity to gather. Opportunity to be rich. Instead of begging, you will be lending. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me at all? This is the year. Full of glory. Full of blessings. So if you have to sit down, if you have to do something, you'll be given so many opportunities, so many blessed people will come your way. May God give you the spirituality to be able to tap into your opportunities in Jesus' name. That's why you'll be there. God will be putting things in your heart. That is his investment in your heart that will make you go to the next level. Are you here with me at all? You don't be thinking too much to paralyze yourself. You just move. Do what? I think God is prophesying to somebody. Just move with boldness. Too many experts and too many resourceful people in this church and are around you for you to be paralyzing yourself with too much thinking in your room. And what is even worse in all of this is the fact that people always think that others will steal their ideas. And it's the reason why sometimes they become nothing. This well that is so big, you have an idea that only you want to chop from. Hey. Now if I would dream in my Joseph non-church in the way. Obey me actually dream in the Pharaoh crowd also die crown tears here. But he's got the men, he's got the systems, he's got the resources. Are you here with me at all? I shall bo. I said, who was some novel idea? Meanwhile, there's nothing new under the sun. Now, Fabra, no movie, a movie, a crown, bear my whim. To surprise you that some of the product you know in Accra, they don't know of them in Kumasi. You'll be surprised. And they've been on television since. The market can never be small. Are you here? Are you sure you are here? Tambia, I drink it in kitty for catch those who be real. I drink it in kitty. I drink what? kitty. Small minds. The widow went to Elijah and said, Medeka. Elijah said, what do you have? He said, I have some small oil. I drink cassia. See, this is how you can multiply the oil, pay your debt, and then be debt free. From there, you'll be prosperous. Have you seen that the oil has been with this woman for a long time? She's been crying for a very long time, when the solution is already with her. The seed of the solution will always be with you. Are you here? Are you sure you are here? Yes, now. Let us see your designs. Let us see. Sometimes it's only nice in your eyes. Let's put it on beautiful girls and see if it will really, really be functional in the market. And that means that you cannot be charging as pistis charges. But you can have fine girls in church that you'll be charging them for what will not make you be at a loss. And to just try out these concepts that you have. And when you say, "Ninyina shall both," you say, "Ninsane." Tell somebody you have to move away from you. I can't hear you at all. Tell somebody, start moving away from you. Start moving away from you. It will help you to succeed. This is our year. Look, this year, no, some of you will see the money. You are one of the some. Some of you will see an opportunity that will give you a life wealth, but the real access will start from this year. Receive it in Jesus' mighty name. To be saying, "Yami bema was starting Bibia, a bit blow," but it's this year that it will start. Then it will be blowing. Your children will also come and blow it. It's an oil well that will never be exhausted. Why should you be pasa? A man of no understanding, Bible says, will die like a beast. We understand this year. Hello? And we understand what God is prepared to do for us this year. I don't know about other churches, but I've told you the mind of God. That is why this year, you have to follow the Lord and follow the way God wants us to follow in order to appropriate the things that He's put on the table for us. Are you blessed this morning? If all of us are here, which people is God going to be very happy to give more to? Throughout the Bible, you find out that more always goes to people who are in a covenant relationship with God. They are faithful to God. This year is a year that you should not take your first fruit lightly. Don't let people honor God with their first fruit and you are watching them like this. You are just watching. It's like you came some. No. The issue of first fruit, like I told you last Sunday, in the New Testament, it's a choice. But it's a choice born out of revelation. revelation of a pattern that throughout the whole Bible, Obia or Nyamia Buanumani Bibia or Dibisha Nyamin Semino, Nyankupon de Nikor the next level. Obia or ye Bibia or Statia or Ne Dikain or Dema Nyankupono, Nyankupon Bia Quaimano. So, by that pattern and revelation, you will not take your first salary of this year and eat it. You give it to God. He says when you are giving it to God, it means you are honoring God. Proverbs 3:9. You are honoring God. It's a covenant relationship that is making you recognize God as your source. As your what? As your source. You are my source, and I'm going to depend on you throughout the whole year. You are my source. The book of Romans says that when you give him the first, he sanctifies the rest. Please note that God does not need your first. He doesn't. You are the one who needs the rest. After the first has been given to you, what is left of you for your sustenance is the rest. And if the rest is unwholesome, your life will struggle. That is why you sacrifice the first for the rest. Tell somebody, sacrifice the first for the rest. You don't eat the first. You would destroy the rest. So you sacrifice the first for the rest. Look at January, the way it has gone. But if you have revelation, if you have what? Revelation. I went to preach somewhere in another country. They gave me honorarium. It's in thousands of dollars. I told the pastor that, no, I'm going. I left the country. I didn't collect the honorarium. I said, later. Because at the time, last year, I didn't know. I'm collecting honorarium and I don't feel like collecting it. I pack my bag. They drop me at the airport. I flew hours to Ghana. So as I was praying towards the end of the year, the Lord started giving me clarity about what to do with that money. Tens of thousands of dollars. So I told the pastor that he should send it to the church account. It's part of my first fruit. I want to collect that honorarium this January. This January. With your own sikana, we need dear children, we need dear children, we need dear children, we need dear children. Some of you cry. You've done things that you ought to be paid this January. You know, you are negotiating that they should pay you much. By revelation. Say revelation. Abraham no hum Melchizedek na no se kai papa we ya me huni e yesa me de bibia be kofie wo de sum na shirame. From that time, we are still talking about Abraham. It's by revelation. Some of the battles you are fighting, you will only win them by revelation. Nipa otai wechi a obua wo no eno na chire wa ho ode. By flesh shall no man prevail. Praise the Lord. And like I have said, when I see the kind of people God has blessed us with and how they generously give to God, and sometimes I look at the little in my hand that I struggle to give to God. I say, what is the difference? How is it that people who have so much more are happy to give God? And those of us, including myself, who are still climbing up, well, there is something they know that we don't know. Giving God your first and your best. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody that give the first. Let God take care of the rest for you. And give God your best. One more time. Tell somebody, give God your best. Tell somebody, covenant will define what will happen in this year for you. The second thing you don't want to play with is your tithing. Is your what? Tithing. Everything God gives me, I'm going to honor God with a tenth of it. You know me, I stopped giving God 10% long time ago. But at least start from there. Make sure that anything God has given you, why are you giving God a tithe? I want God to hold a portion of it. I want God to what? Hold a look at Moses. He was holding a rod. And also kengwan. Chi. No ye dia keke. Tumi bi enyim. No shi anyami wo burning bush by the fireside. Nyango ponka che Moses there. E dia no kita wono. Oya abase. Also ye dia mzu kane e mponchi no nyungwan. It's okay. Ahaya asase konkron. Fedia no to one ayen shazi. Moses was in India and also to one. Jenny, I'm a conqueror. Was it the another to one? It the only aborten. Hey! Aborten. No, what? To one, I aborten. Hey! No, see. Funny beam. No, fair. No, I don't do it. Hey! Son, you do it to Madame Dan. Says, I'm a twin young coupon, Nenima. Then you soon, some of Bada. The Mazino. Oh yeah, one was who wouldn't say. The Mudiana also call Egypt, also call Misri, Oduano, no Shasta there. Was this one who don't quit him? We Egypt, what the man? This is the one who don't quit him with the man. What then I want to wash? Why me men want to no adan nsu no moja no zo gbepu kokonim ei aman sufi beba maba idia kuri yaro ya men nsa wodu nti ore ya wanwase ei ampocho wa kutu ya na ejinu ya men nsa wodu ana. So nyamene nsa wodwa o ya kitikiti mpa bejiji wo mu akwamre nzo da esa wa won se ya na obohwe doza ya baka no kokura ma wasa ntane biwa ha onfa wa hine zbaman obasa makoma az na honu ma wo kitikiti no. When you're away, boom, or not, it rasn't we are mobile. Now, fiance, say, Warren Casawa Brabo, can amen a Casanara. Tight. I say, prove me and see if I will not open the windows of heaven, pour you out blessings. That you will not have room. This is what God told me. This year, we are in the you will not have room enough to contain what heaven is pouring out to you. How do you do it? By faith, by revelation. By faith, by what? Revelation. Please don't let a witch get angry with you, look at your business and say, I will finish you. And he's able to finish you because there is nothing from that business in the hand of God. Nothing. And wickedness will not stop. Wickedness will continue. Wickedness will what? Will continue. Please rise. We are not doing argument with anybody about tithing. We are not what? No. We are not doing argument. They that know their God, they shall walk strong. The one who doesn't want to give, it's a choice. Nobody should force you to give it. But when you are giving it, remember that it's not even a payment. You are honoring God. And honor begat honor. God said, if you honor me, I will also what? Honor you. Why are you still begging and collecting from people who are tithers and you don't want to be a tither? I heard Tobinko saying that ma wo tithe te se ne yawa bodam no. Even despite was saying that on wo kwa sorry preaching back up penalty and no ne be here ni gidia odenam. No, I say, oh, my tighter. Ya miss you, be a shrama on Sanway, you mean, you know, to a woman, a tighter, no, a quay, Juma. Say, yes, could drew or see, or call to say, dear, meet him anymore, call to Corona, thou by and a thou by Bandy Wayne, and the name, a tear, say, I say, oh, my tighter. Ya may be a shrama. Oh, boy, me boy. Just imagine, despite giving tight in Pentecost. Imagine. Say that so torn slaves are. You can imagine. Zoom a lion. Imagine he giving tithe at the church of Pentecost. Or more person who bear to so many are tithes and givers. What makes you think that you can circumvent the process if you are a child of God? I don't care about unbelievers. If you are following, you are the follower. Bible says, follow them who through faith and patience. The patience is the process. These people have been given sons by faith, and they are patiently have waited for God to establish them. Are you here with me at all? You can't cut corners as a Christian. These people are now coming out to tell us what their real secret are. Making nonsense of hard work, hard work, hard work, hard work. Sir, engine beats tayichire. It's spirit, spiritual. And they are telling you, yes, that their secret is in their covenant with Jesus Christ. Not knowing Jesus Christ is able to bless more than juju can. You have a covenant with Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? And you are working what? Very hard. What are you going to do with it? I see God's blessings upon you this year. That amen is not coming out at all. Are you thinking too much? I said this year you will see blessings in Jesus' mighty name. I'm not playing with my tithe. Sometimes you are no dying. Tight now, the man and coupon also be beast rama. I find a way being a strong your man. Who are coin? Who are coin? Hey, it shall be well with you this year in Jesus' name. Jesus makes a difference. And this year, You want to hold on to Jesus like never before. No, you serving a miracle working God. Says, I will open the heavens. I will open miraculous on your children, on your marriage, on your business, everything. I will open beautiful Jesus doing beautiful things in our lives. Are you blessed? Can you talk to about three people? Tell them that this year, no. Don't play with your covenant. First fruit and tithe giving to the Lord, because it's a very, very special year. Work very, very hard, because whatever you do shall prosper. Can you move to about five people and tell them, work very hard and put the covenant in place, because whatever you do, the covenant will make it work. Move to about five people and talk to them. I see your life prospering. I see the work of your hands prospering. I see God giving you favor everywhere in Jesus' name. Can you raise your hand right now? I see the Lord enlarging your coast. Whatever has become a prison for you, I see you coming out and going into the palace. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the Lord prosper you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord increase you. Raise your hand and begin to pray right now. Father, thank you for pouring your blessing upon my life like never before. Raise your voice. Raise your voice and pray. Kapatali kabasada dadadaya. Hey, shakalabala mandala bakapa. Can you pray? Can you pray? I declare my year is established. Yes, Lord. Kepelini songele doseye. Shandele mekele periasoso. Iya lagabo sietelia. Whatever I touch shall prosper. This year, all my plans will turn out well. In the name of Jesus. Makata liando lokofese, eshekwa liapeli enose, yakula para sunteli marose. Come on, raise your voice. Ikola suteli apeli ese, kapata likusele kepe, ishekele mendele kepataya. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Let the heavens be open upon the work of my hands. Can you open your mouth and pray? This is my year that I am gathering transgenerational blessings. Le kule peli sole kepe. Shande le kulo verso. Kapara kosia parasa. Iko la zile ke matoya. Shande le kepele sese. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bless you.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.